turning a bit warmer later in southeast England.
Thank you very much, Simon. Now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Sunday the 20th of July. There are warnings of gales in Biscay, Fitzroy and Sole. The general synopsis at midnight: low fast net 991, slow moving, filling 998 by midnight tonight. New low expected central England 998 by same time. High Norwegian Sea 1015, slow moving, dissipating. The area forecast for the next 24 hours: Viking, north at Cirra, south at Cirra, easterly or southeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in Viking and south at Cirra. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. East or southeast, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, thundery showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Humber, Thames, south or southeast 2 to 4, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Dover, south 3 to 5, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Wight, Portland, Plymouth, south or southwest, becoming cyclonic later 4 to 6, thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Biscay, west 6 to gale 8, squally showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fitzroy, westerly, veering northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in north, decreasing 4 in southwest. Squally showers, good. Sole, westerly, veering northwesterly 6 to gale 8, but 4 or 5 at first in east. Squally showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lundy, Fastnet, cyclonic, becoming northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, thundery rain, then showers, moderate or poor, becoming good. Irish Sea, easterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in south, becoming variable 2 to 4, thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, north 5 to 7, backing northwest 4 to 6, squally showers, good, occasionally moderate. Rockall, north backing northwest 4 to 6, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides, cyclonic 3 to 5, showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Bailey, north 3 to 5, fog patches, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, east or southeast 4 or 5, occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or poor, occasionally very poor. Southeast Iceland, variable 2 to 4, rain or showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Now for the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, calm, 8 miles, 1001, falling slowly. Stornoway, northeast by east 2, 16 miles, 1002, falling slowly. Lerwick, east-southeast 3, recent fog, 1.5 miles, 1008, falling slowly. Lucas, east by north, 3, heavy rain, 1 mile, 1001, falling slowly. Bridlington, northwest, 1, 1000, falling more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south by east, 2, 11 miles, 1003. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, south-southeast 4, 11 miles, 1001. Jersey, south, 5, slight drizzle, 11 miles, 999, falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southeast by south, 5, 5 miles, 997. Scilly Automatic, west-northwest, 5, recent precipitation, 6 miles, 993, rising slowly. Valentia, northeast by east 1, 27 miles, 994, now rising. Ronald's Way, northeast by east 4, 9 miles, 999, falling more slowly. Malin Head, east southeast 2, 16 miles, 1000, falling slowly. Now for the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation: the United Kingdom will be affected by unsettled weather, with showers or rain, occasionally thundery. Fog patches could also be a hazard in some areas. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. East, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, veering southeast 2 to 4. Thundery rain or showers, fog patches. Moderate or poor, occasionally very poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northeast, veering southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Thundery rain or showers, fog patches. Moderate or poor, occasionally very poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 3 to 5 for a time. Thundery showers, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 3 to 5 for a time. Thundery showers, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southerly or southeasterly 2 to 4, increasing 5 for a time. Thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Southerly or southwesterly, becoming cyclonic later, 4 to 6. Thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. South, 6 or 7, decreasing 3 to 5, then becoming cyclonic later. Thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwest, 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5. Thundery rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. South, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5. Thundery rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, near St David's Head, becoming variable 2 to 4. Thundery rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Thundery rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. East or northeast, backing northwest later, 3 or 4, but becoming variable 3 or less for a time. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Northeast, backing northwest, 2 to 4. Thundery showers for a time. Fog patches later. Good, becoming moderate or poor, occasionally very poor later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northeasterly, backing northwesterly 2 to 4. Thundery showers for a time, fog patches later. Good, becoming moderate or poor, occasionally very poor later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Variable 2 to 4. Mainly fair, fog patches later. Good, becoming moderate or poor, occasionally very poor later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Cyclonic 2 to 4, occasionally 5 near Cape Wrath. Fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shetland Isles, easterly or southeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in south. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now this afternoon, we'll find out what writers love to read.
First time I read it was the best experience because until then I did not know you could write a novel like this.
The story behind the story.
Most of the people in books, the characters we read about, we know more about them than we know about friends or members of our family.
James Crawford invites distinguished authors to discuss their latest book and three defining works that inspired its creation.
Literature does this miracle where it pulls the lost now, puts it in front of us and makes us live inside it.
So it isn't merely this opening of the Mare of Casterbridge or of my book that matters, it's the consequences.
Take Four Books on Sunday afternoon at 4 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Now on Radio 4 it's time for Bells on Sunday, which this week comes from St Mary's Church in Chirk in North Wales. Some parts of the church are thought to date back to Norman times. The north aisle and tower were completed in 1519. There are six bells, all cast by John Ruddle in Gloucester in 1814. The tenor weighs 7 1/4 hundredweight and is tuned to the note of A flat. These bells are currently being restored and will be augmented to a ring of 8 by the addition of two new treble bells. We now hear them ringing Grandsire Doubles.
Thank you.
those were the bells of St Mary's Church in Chirk in North Wales. Now on Radio 4, time for In Touch with Peter White.
Hello. Later, inclusive fun for all the family. Could live audio description be the shape of things to come for the many visually impaired football fans out there? We'll explain more later. But first, some call football the beautiful game, but here's a rather different take on beauty. Berenice Magistretti is, amongst many things, a journalist by training, specialising in fashion and accessible technology. But it was really only when her eye condition of retinitis pigmentosa began to affect her more seriously that it